Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's good that you're able to join me. And I'd like to begin the broadcast in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to gather in your presence, Lord, in the bonds of the Holy Spirit, in the bonds of Calvary, and that love and peace and unity of God's wonderful family. Lord, that we can share the good things of our God. Lord, we thank you that in these difficult and terrible times in which we're living, Lord, the world is careening out of control. Those that don't know you, Lord, they're lost. There's chaos and anarchy and all manner of wickedness and evil. But Lord, I thank you that there is peace and joy in the camp of the Lord. Why? Because the King of Peace dwells in our midst. And Father, I thank you that as we share the word of the Lord, as we draw close to you, Lord, you will draw nigh to us. We need the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives. As never before, if ever we have needed a close walk, a close communion with you, it's the hour in which we're now living. And Lord, there are some listening to the broadcast today. Lord, they are in urgent need. They have a desperate need to know what you would have for them to do. Lord, we know your word shows us the way in which we're to live, the moral law of our God. But we need your direction in practical ways, the outworkings of your will, that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And Lord, we desire your perfect will because we know that you have nothing but our best interest at heart. And so, Father, Lord, I'm just praying that right now those who are needing to make some decisions, Father, I rebuke the spirit of confusion, for that's not of you. And I release, Father, the wisdom of God. We thank you, Lord, as you said in the Epistle of James, we can come to you at any time. You don't rebuke us, you don't upbraid us, but you would give us that wisdom that we would have need of. And so, Father, I release that wisdom from heaven right now, that your children, those who need to hear from you, Lord, they've got to make a decision. They've got to know it's what you want them to do. And so, Father, I release that certainty and that peace in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask for your strengthening right now. Lord, those that are just weary from the battle, weary from the fifth chapter, verses 24 and 25, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And that's what I want to have us spend some time on. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? I'd like to share another verse from Colossians, the first chapter, verses 26 and 27. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Think about this. What the apostle is telling us, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Beloved, before we can stand as overcomers in Christ, conquerors in Christ, because that's what the word tells us, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of her testimony, we must first think that we can. We must believe that we are what the Bible tells us. We must confess who we are in Christ. We must act according to God's proclamation. We must see ourselves as God sees us. And having walked with the Lord for many decades and having a ministry of correspondence for that same length of time, it is amazing how hard it is for us to really see ourselves as the Lord sees us. We see our failings. We see our weaknesses. We see the sins that so easily beset us. We look at the failures of the past. We look at the things that grieve us, the negative habit patterns, the negative thought patterns. The devil causes us to look at all these things and we feel so defeated. We get discouraged. We begin lukewarm and indifferent and just feel a failure in our Christian walk. And there are folks listening to me right now that feel that way. But I want you to just listen to the word of the Lord. You know, we have to see ourselves as the Lord sees us. We understand the need of being converted, experiencing the new birth, being born again. You know, we've heard preached that we must have a change of heart, and all this is true. But beloved, we must also have a renewed mind. This is so critical, and this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Before we can begin to obtain the glorious benefits of God's promises, we have to believe these benefits are ours right now, not someday in heaven. Beloved, when we're with the Lord, we won't have need of being perfected. We won't have need of His grace. We won't have need to overcome. We will be with Him who is the source of all light and beauty and perfection. And we will be known even as we are known. The sin nature will be removed from us. There will be no lying or darkness. We'll be with He who dwells in inexpressible light. Beloved, we can't even imagine what that experience is. Those who have had near-death experiences, those who have gone to be with the Lord and come back to report, they can't put into human words how beautiful is that experience of being with the Lord. So what we see in the Word is not for some future day, it's for right now. This is now where we need it. And if ever we need it in the days in which we are living. When you are born again, beloved, your spirit is recreated. That's what it means to be born again. You're dead in trespasses and sin. When you accept Jesus, you become born again. You become alive. Your spirit is recreated. But guess what? Your body isn't, is it? It's just the same. Your five senses aren't, but your spirit man is recreated. And your spirit receives the nature and life of God. But the mind and our emotions, our soul, that and our bodies that hold our spirit in captivity, that we have the same mind, and it has to be renewed also. We need to emphasize, beloved, that concerning the renewing of our mind, that if we don't have that renewal, we'll be in constant warfare within our spirits. The knowledge the mind has comes from the senses, and the senses can never be renewed because they're part of our physical body, right? They can be brought into subjection, however, and they can be controlled. Our spirit is recreated, but our mind must be brought under submission to the spirit. Our spirit man must be in control of our lives. The control of our five senses can be brought under the control of the Word of God. The carnal mind, the scriptures I shared with you as I began this broadcast, it's at odds with God's will. It's enmity against the ways of the Lord. Excuse me. Through the reading of the Word, as well as meditating on the Word and practicing the Word and living the Word, our minds come into the fellowship of the recreated spirit. And beloved, this is the adventure of our Christian life, one of sanctification. Paul gives us one of the most important scriptures regarding our physical body and the thinking processes. In Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2, he says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or perhaps you could say, be better read as spiritual service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And notice this, beloved, the Apostle Paul is asking you to present your body to Christ, which holds our soul and our mental capabilities, our five senses. And what are our five senses? Well, either evident, our seeing, our hearing, our feeling, or touch, smelling and tasting. These are the five channels that the brain has taught the sense experience that comes through the senses. It's taught the brain all that it knows. And Paul is saying, I want you to give your body, which houses those senses, over to the Lord. Think about it. Under the old covenant, what did the Israelites have to do? When they came to offer a sacrifice, they laid a dead animal on the altar and offered it to Jehovah. But we are to lay our living body upon the altar in the sense that we are dedicating it and giving it over to the Lordship of the living Word of God. And beloved, my time is coming to a close, but I see so much of what's happening in the world today, in the natural world, in society, and even among some Christians. I see how the devil works, where the emotions are ruling. It's not just the area of the senses that the enemy can work, but so much of social media, Facebook, people just are living in a virtual reality where they can just vent their emotions, express their emotions. And I know of many Christians who get caught up in the whole realm of the emotions. Now, there's a validity and a reality and a beauty to our emotions, but the devil has sometimes wrought havoc. This is a subject I want to get into more fully, and we will do that on subsequent broadcasts. But now I must bring this broadcast to a close. And if you're having some difficulties and troubles in your personal walk with the Lord, if you're having problems in this area, won't you write? The announcer will give our contact information. I thank you for your prayer support. I pray for you every day. I'm so grateful for my UCM partners and for my radio family who listen faithfully. And I pray for you every day. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.